This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The biggest, most salacious, wonderful tabloid topic, the Steph Diggs boat drama. All right, so to me, it's kind of hard because this Steph Diggs thing, Mego, like if you say it's no big deal, then you may be underselling or underplaying or showcasing like a certain insensitivity, or you might just be, you know, brushing it under the rug because there's such a need for talent on the team. I'm certainly not going to get out here and be like, that's my wide receiver one. That's wide receiver one behavior. Good for him. Like he's on a giant boat with a couple of dudes, his girlfriend, who's an internationally renowned R&B hip hop star, and then a bunch of women barely clad. Now, listen, I don't tell you what to put on your hot dog. I don't tell you what kind of wine to eat with your steak or fish. If this is what you want to do with your private time, exactly. Thank you, Jake Smith, watching live on the Fitzy GFY socials. You can't prove anything. That was just fishing bait he was passing out. Yes, it was a deep sea charter as well. They were hunting a shark. They were going to find it, catch it, kill it.
Oh, I hate those things. Those things make me so nauseated. I can't do the deep sea fishing.
Same. I'm such a good shallow water fisherman, but I am the pits in open water. But you know,
maybe it was Pepto Bismol,
right? Maybe he was passing out just some sort of, people take emergency or airborne when they're going to fly to boost their immune system. If you're going to be in a crowded air, a lot of viral pathogens going on out there, Mego. So who knows? That said, to me, the biggest lack of judgment my biggest issue is Steph Diggs saw people filming. If you're going to have a boat like this with a giant hip hop star and a recognizable NFL star who was just at the Met Gala, basically wearing Mufasa draped over his shoulder, you may want to just have a no phones policy on the boat or like a staff photographer. Then later on, you can disseminate video to people if you want to, but it's going to have to be encrypted or watermarked or something, or just flat out live that moment and don't be disseminating footage like this, because now it gets out, and I hate to say it, it's a little bit of a bad look.
I agree. It's not a great look. It makes you look unserious. If you're Steph Diggs and you're in your early 30s now and you're coming back from an ACL and you have $26 million guaranteed from the Patriots and you have come in with this image where everybody in Houston says that you're this great guy who is really more of like a mentor to the young receivers down there, shedding this diva personality that you had in Buffalo. It's just, it makes you look unserious, and it makes people cast doubts on your perspective at this point and your ability to be a leader or even to be fully committed to the situation that you're in. And that sucks. At the same time, I think it's like pretty stupid. I think the whole thing is pretty stupid. From a football perspective, there's not high stakes here. The NFL revamped and relaxed a lot of its recreational drug policies.
Which they should, considering that any one of us may have trouble sleeping or, you know, some aches and pains. You can't really see it on the live video feed, but you know, if it's okay for you and I to make an appointment at the dispensary, which is conveniently located between the gas station convenience store that sells vapes, you know, darts and scratch tickets, and the liquor store that sells everything intoxicating under the sun, then there shouldn't be a double standard policy in the National Football League, especially when these guys go through so much physical violence and trauma on a regular basis.
Right. There's definitely a whole other conversation to have with that, especially when it comes to opioid use and painkiller use and the issues around that with what is a very violent and physical game. But I think, like from what I was saying before, from football stakes, there really are none here. Aside from Vrabel deciding that he's going to have some kind of punishment of his own, or if this changes the perspective of the Patriots inside the building on who they signed as a very high price, probably their second highest profile free agent just a couple months ago. But like, I would be shocked if there was a real punishment from the league. And if there was, it would be like a $15,000 fine at worst. Again,
conduct unbecoming potentially, even though this is conduct very regular for a lot of NFL stars.
I don't even know how you would prove anything. We can't prove anything. We can't say what it was. We even speculating what it could be. Like, I, Fitzy, we're both older. Like, I have no idea what is that logo means, what it
I don't know why he wants people to call him daddy. You know, there's video of him slapping some booty out there, and I don't mean Kayshon, because he ran a route wrong or didn't listen to wide receiver one coaching him up on the sideline or the field. Cardi B had someone grinding on her. Listen, go get your freak on off the field.
I don't care about,
you know,
that,
like, you can be a certain kind of freak off the field, and then, as we've known, Steph Diggs is supposed to be a certain kind of freak on the field.
Yeah,
hyper competitive,
the
highly
party
motivated.
Aspect of it, the party aspect of it, like, who cares? I mean, come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like, he's a young professional athlete. Like, who cares? Right. If you feel uncomfortable with that, if it's not your scene, whatever, to each their own. The possible distribution of, again, some kind of substance. We have no idea what it is, if it's illicit, if it's nefarious.
Right.
I just think that you are inviting for the first time under the Vrabel era, something to cast doubt on. Aside from, like, oh, are the arms too short? Are the shoulders too slender on your left?
I'm glad to have something else to talk about aside from, boy, the Celtics really crapped the bed, and what a miserable tire fire the Red Sox are, and why don't the Bruins have a coach across the rest of the Boston sports spectrum? It's interesting. Again, a little dirty. Like, I kind of almost feel like I need to take a small soul shower after I watch every one of the videos, but I also can't take my eyes off it because, damn, that's a little bit different from my life. But look, Vrabel, he wasn't at practice on Wednesday. My guess is Vrabel said, you know what? Don't be here. Don't be a distraction. I'm not thrilled with your behavior. Vrabel did say he spoke with him. He wouldn't reveal the nature of the conversation or what he said in private to his new high-priced free agent wide receiver, who has been doing insane work rehabilitating. He looks like he's ready for the season to start. He was out there catching passes and running routes at the last OTA session. He tore his ACL a couple of days before Halloween, non-contact, and now he looks like he's game ready. I'm no doctor, nor have I played one on television or spent time recently at a Holiday Inn Express, but the dude looks like he's going to be ready for the upcoming NFL season. I think Mike Vrabel, in that whole approach of, we're going to remove entitlement and we're going to earn the right to be out here every day. You can be unserious as you want off the field, but whenever your unseriousness carries over and affects our serious business on the field, like when a video goes viral for all the wrong reasons, that's when he gives somebody an earful. So I'm not surprised Diggs did his rehab away from Gillette the other day. He'll be back in no time.
I'm not sure that we can say that it is directly related. He wasn't there last week during the media open OTA. Right. And in just talking to Kayshon Booty after practice yesterday, he was like, yeah, he hasn't been around that much. Like, we've talked to him and developed rapport when he's been here, but he hasn't been around that much coming back from a serious injury. So was that directly related to the video? I don't know. But all in all, it does create a little bit, I think, of an awkward situation, more so because he's coming back from that injury than anything else. And when you're coming back from an injury and it's you got something to prove that you're still the guy that you were before in terms of your production on the field, I think it invites more scrutiny of, like, hey, are you taking this seriously? Are you taking your comeback seriously? Or are you just getting checks and, you know, whatever? You want to party? It's fine. But whole social media aspect of it and opening yourself up to any kind of like risk and speculation. Mm-hmm. I just think it looks unserious.
Correct. Get a grip on that as well. So I'm sure he'll probably tamp down the social media appearance. Okay, go ahead. Be at the Met Gala. Go ahead. You know, have photos of you. Put out all the Footwork King videos, Mohamed Sanu style, you want to, N'Keal Harry style, of you rehabbing and looking like you're ready to be a third round draft pick in fantasy this fall. That's great. Enough of the crap with the scantily clad people on the boat with the bags of pink booger sugar, allegedly, or whatever the hell it is. Two last things, and when we get going, our pal Murph brings up as he's watching live as we record Six Rings here via Twitter. No Terrell Williams at practice once again. Obviously, Mike Vrabel addressed that. Still coming back from whatever his personal health ailment was. Any insight on that, Mego? Or we still don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded
defense
like
defense hasn't looked like they've suffered for the DC not being there, right?
No, and it sounded like it was something that was he described as being quite traumatic. So him taking his time with that this time of year, I don't think is a huge concern. I would say that the defense continues to look ahead of the offense, even though when I asked,
that's what I read. Like they're going to, like somebody said, this defensive line, if they're healthy with Landry, White, Williams, and Barmore, is going to be a handful.
Yeah. Robert Spillane was very high on that yesterday. So I think, you know, like this, especially with the linebackers, that's Vrabel's bread and butter. He's very comfortable managing that those units. So I'm not
comfortable. Brendan Schooler dragged him into the freaking huddle and then he ran with the team. He still wants to play. He still wants to be a player.
He and some of the other coaches, if you haven't heard, they do a part of practice where they throw pennies on and they, you know, pretend like they're linebackers, whatever. But Vrabel at one point was walking around with that.
Vrabel was cosplaying. I love it.
He was walking around with that penny on like for probably a solid hour of practice yesterday after the fact. I was like, does he know he's still wearing that? Or is there some chance that he goes back in on one of these drills?
Yeah. So funny. All right. Well, Mego, we appreciate all your thoughts and observations when you get down there. Mego also had a great little chat with Nicole Yang from the Boston Globe, fresh off the field yesterday as well. Part of the On the Beat series that we offer in the off season. And of course, each and every week during the season, here on the Six Rings and Football Things feed. You can obviously give her a follow at Megan_Ottolini, read her at WEEI.com and hear her here and on the weekends at WEEI and filling in a whole bunch. We'll probably be doing a bunch of shows together in the coming weeks on the afternoon slot, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And of course, you can find me here at FitzyGFY and on the afternoon show as well. One last point of order. As we have been continuing to revamp Six Rings and Football Things, you see we have our fun new intro. We've got our fancy new logo. We're bringing you as many podcasts as we can with on the field and off the field perspective, special guests, and more. We would like to hear from you, the listeners to this podcast, as to what you love about it, what you don't love, and what you would love to hear and see more of. So if you would only be so kind, either slide into my DMs at FitzyGFY, and share your email address so you can be part of our new Six Rings and Football Things listener focus group. I promise you, it's only just an email with a couple of questions. We're trying to get as many data points as we can to improve this podcast, much like the football team is doing now, Mego, at the OTAs and minicamp to come, and make it the best podcast and best fan forum possible. Or you can email me at TowniNews, TowniNews at gmail.com. That's TowniNews@gmail.com. We'll put you in touch with somebody from the parent company, ask a couple questions, and who knows, if I find out that you put on your participants and helped us out, I may have a little something to send you in the mail. That's not a bribe, nor is it a payola. That's just me being a grateful Uncle Fitzy. All right. For Mego, this is Fitzy and everyone at the Six Rings and Football Things family. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Make sure you tune into our over-the-air segments. And John Lyons and I had a great time recently on Six Rings putting together our All-Patriots Olympic flag football team roster. You're not going to want to miss it. Take care. Good day. God bless. And as always, go Pats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.